And welcome to this episode of the
Ed Die Podcast with your host,
Ed Brandon. Ed Die and
your host, Brandon, and your... What are you again?
I think for Christmas, I'm going to get you a present that's called asphyxiation. Do you know what that is? Yeah, I'm going to fix it to your throat. All right. We're deep. I'm talking about not two fingers in. I'm talking about we elbow deep into the holiday season, right?
Sure.
Hanukkah's over. I'm not even sure when Kwanzaa begins, but we're just days, not days, but like a week or two or so, whatever, away from Christmas, Christmas, Xmas.
I don't hope I insult anybody, but when I was a kid, I never really knew the difference between the two.
Of what?
Hanukkah and Kwanzaa.
Of Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. You know, not to piss anyone off, but they both have menorahs and they do the whole thing with a bunch of candles.
Yeah.
And so does witchcraft, but I'm just, you know, that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it out there. So, before we go on, remember to subscribe. There's many ways you guys can follow us. We're on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, Spotify, or you can just follow us on our website, ed.dead, the RSS feed. There's many ways to listen to us, so don't bullshit me that you can't find us. Not that anyone has, but... And then, then of course, there's social media. You can hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. If you want to get a hold of the podcast, just go... Ed Die Podcast on Instagram or you're confusing me. Ed Die Podcast on Facebook and Twitter, or is Ed Die Dead on Facebook, Twitter?
You know what else you should do?
And Instagram.
You should go to our Patreon.
Patreon! Yeah, you want to start the holiday season right? It's the season of giving. Feel free to give to us so that we may continue bringing you this low quality podcast. High quality, low class, or high class, low quality. It's one of those two.
Yeah.
But either way, feel free. Go to patreon.com/isediedead. And come on, throw a little bit of something. You got a little extra money coming your way. Grandma's giving you $20. You can always send $1 our way. Know what I'm saying? And maybe I can send you a dirty photo, wink, wink, back.
What?
My foot in mud. It's dirty. Wah, wah, wah. Anyway, today's episode, like the title says, Krampus films. Now, you guys know what Krampus is? No, we're going to get into that. But first, let's talk about the news in the world of horror and paranormal. Okay, well, it is way past the haunted house season, right? So there are places that are actually doing Christmas and holiday
haunted houses,
and have I know someone. We're trying to set up an interview to do with them, but the initial October Halloween season is over, and apparently, a haunted house attraction in Mesa County, Colorado, which already closed its doors for the season, you know, a season that's been over for like over a month now, apparently hasn't paid all its employees. We're months later now.
Whoopsie.
Oh yeah, you guys can hear that. It is hot as balls in this building.
Whoopsie.
So we have the wind, just so you know. So we have the window open, so you can hear the noise outside. It's beginning to sound a lot like the ghetto everywhere. Stop kicking the desk. I don't need a drum beat. It's always in my head. Anyway, apparently, it's been going on so long. People have been waiting to get paid that now there's a lawsuit against the haunted house. When they asked the owner of the haunted house, which is called Nightmare on Old 6th and 50th, when they asked him about it, the owner, whose name is Billy Lampshire, he declined to be interviewed by NBC News 11. But he did say in a statement that he thinks 90% of his workers have been paid in either cash or Venmo. 90%. So it's like, so what? And then you're just ignoring the other 10%? It's months later now. Anyway, the lawsuit's not even for $300.
What is it?
It's for like $250 or something. But the man who filed the lawsuit said his grandson worked at the haunted house. And the goal is really for his grandson and the other people that didn't get paid to get paid. I mean, really, less than $300. I mean, that's... If you own a business, that shouldn't be that much to shell out.
Yeah.
Unless your haunted house just really sucked and no one came there and you didn't make enough. But I'm not passing judgment. I'm just saying possibilities.
Damn, Ash. So in shade.
No, I don't know. Shade for your face. No, I'm not throwing shade.
Fuck you too, though.
Damn, all right. Then. Well, then. There is a book coming out by author Elaine Kelly. And it's called Spectre Detectors, Uncovering the Truth. And she says, quote, "The paranormal isn't scary if it's done right. We want to show people it's not negative or bad. Communicating with a spirit, it's just like communicating with someone on the phone." Okay.
When?
I'd agree with that. My only problem with that is ain't no ghost calling me on the phone.
Hey, y'all, what's up?
Is there like a spiritual what's up? Like, do I just not have the right app? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I've been told I have the psychic abilities, but my ass, you know, I guess I didn't pay my bill, so I got no connection.
I guess not.
Well, English author Elaine Kelly, who this is actually her second book, says, "I've incorporated the history surrounding the investigation sites because I've done a lot of research to see if any of the activity matches up with the real historical facts." So she... It's not just, oh, we went to a house and look, and this is what we found. It's she's putting, you know, history with it. So it's not just some bullshit.
Because people do some reason like to like bullshit.
Elaine Kelly runs a paranormal investigation company, Spectre Detectors. Ah, that's kind of funny. Look at that. With a team of investigators and mediums. This is her second book. And it continues telling her favorite stories. Her favorite investigations, which she started in her first book called Entering the Darkness, A Paranormal Quest.
Wow.
She's going for them dramatic titles, isn't she? She's trying to hook you in. Hopefully the book isn't boring then. Because that would suck. This is an awesome title, but your book sucks. I only read the title page and I was like, I'm done.
Wow.
Anyway, she and her team have investigated locations and believe that they've even come in contact with some of Jack the Ripper's victims. The book Spectre Detectors is available on Kindle and paperback. So if you go to the website, I'll put a link if you guys want to buy it, you know, digital. Because I don't know if you guys want to have a copy sent from the UK. I don't know what the shipping details with that is. I'm not about to get involved with that. You know, I'm from the south side of Chicago. I'm here on vacation. I don't know nothing.
We're in Chicago.
No, we're not in Chicago. That's from a movie. I'm just quoting shit that you don't know about. All right. You know who Prince William is?
No.
You know who the Queen of England is?
Yes.
Okay, the Queen of England has a son, Prince Charles.
Mm-hmm.
He was married to Princess Diana, who got killed in a car accident because the paparazzi were following her, right? Well, she had two kids. The older one is Prince William, the younger one's Prince Harry. Prince Harry just got married, I think, this year or last year. I don't pay attention to his details. Congrats from the podcast, Harry. Anyway, Prince William, on the other hand, I think is on his, second, third kid? I'm not even sure. But apparently the house they're living at is the same palace that Princess Diana and Princess Margaret used to live in, which is now where Prince William and his wife, Kate Middleton, live. And they're raising... 2-3 kids. I swear to God, I really should do more research. Well, the point here is not about the kids. It's the fact that the house they're staying at, the palace that's being used as a royal residence since the 17th century, and has a list of deaths and history. Guess what? The nursery room is haunted.
Wow.
Ain't that some shit?
That'd be fun.
Yeah, the baby. They got the baby. Who is what? Prince? What the hell is his name? Prince Louis. Prince George is the...
You want to just change the nursery room.
Well, they got to leave because apparently it's not just the nursery room. Because the kid's 7 months old. So God knows if the kid's seeing shit. And, you know, it's not like he can get up and like, "Mommy, Daddy, Satan's in my bedroom. I've got to go to the loo." So God knows what he's seeing. And then you got his older brother, Prince George, who I think is like 2 or 3 years old now. Mm-hmm. Both of them are probably seeing shit. They don't know. They're just probably like, "Mom, Dad, we're in England. Why are all these funny people walking around?" They're probably people seeing an old dress, old school clothes. And to them, they're just thinking, "Goddamn fancy ass royals walking around my house in the middle of the night." According to a biographer, Andrew Morton, who wrote Princess Diana's biography, The Ghost of George II, Caroline Brunswick, and Princess Sophia haunt the apartment and the nursery specifically. That's three fucking ghosts.
Damn.
I hope this baby this baby might have to wear a diaper till he's like 13. He's got to shit himself every time.
Maybe he just gets used to it eventually.
Maybe, yeah. That's a possibility. Hoping no one scares the living shit out of him. Anyway,
What would it be like living with ghosts all of your life?
I don't know.
If he stayed in that room all of his life, mostly.
What's it like to have to shower and then be like, yo, could I get some privacy? Take your spooky ass out the bathroom.
You're just showering and you turn around and you just see a ghost head peeking through. What's up?
Well, apparently some of the people that used to live there, one of the... The caretakers saw a woman appear out of nowhere and walk in and just vanish through a wall. Other people have seen King George looking through the window that's now the nursery room, looking out the window, but looking pissed off and muttering to himself. So the ghost is like, looks like he's talking to himself and shit. Princess Sophia, who died in Kensington Castle, is often used a spinning wheel to make clothes or whatever. Mm-hmm. Apparently you can hear her. Mm-hmm. And she went blind, so I'm wondering if you can hear it going, who the fuck there? Who there? Anyway, it says that you can hear stuff. Other paranormal happenings includes the sound of babies crying, people feeling cold spots, and being touched.
Oh, please, no.
Cold spots and being touched. I wonder if they're being touched by cold spots. You get it? You get it?
I got it.
Anyway, let's move on. Let's wish Prince Louis and Prince George the best. Happy British holidays, and hopefully the ghost won't scare the shit out of you before Christmas. After Christmas, hey, it's all fair game. Before Christmas, come on, leave the kids alone. All right. What can you tell me about Krampus?
Krampus.
Good. That's good. That's good. We're good. We're on the right track. Anyway, Krampus, for those that don't know, because I'm sure lots of people have heard the name but are not exactly sure what the hell the Krampus is. We're going to talk about the Krampus movies, but before we go to the movies, you got to know what the hell we're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. All right. The Krampus is described as a half-goat, half-demon who, during the Christmas season, punishes children who misbehave.
Punches?
Punishes.
Oh, I punches.
Hey, maybe he does.
Just goes down to a kid's house, bump.
Well, some of the renditions, he comes with the freaking, bunch of switches, a bunch of sticks, and hits the kids. Hey, listen, a punch might not be that bad. Hitting hit across the back with sticks or a punch, I might take a punch.
What, that punch in one hit KO?
No, you got, and then Santa stands over you. You got knocked the fuck out. In several regions, including Austria, Bavaria, Croatia, goddamn, there's a list, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Northern Italy, and South Tyrol, and the province of Trento, Slovakia, and Slovenia, Krampus is actually one of Saint Nick's companions, which itself is like a whole other goddamn story. Now, when I say companion, I don't mean like lifelong companion, like they've been friends since high school, they're still together. Santa's the happy type and Krampus is the little grumpy Gus. No, well, they could be for all I know. Hey, Santa, whatever you do at the North Pole with your pole is up to you. Yeah. Well, when I say companions, they travel together. They kind of work with each other. And the whole story itself of them together goes back to the Holy Roman Empire and includes the Krampus. Some of the other people that travel, because like I said, it goes back, there's tons of history behind this, trust me. I could do a whole episode on just the history of it, but traveling with Santa in some parts of the world and countries, there's Krampus, and there's also a guy named Black Pete. And no, it's not like some guy that paints himself black, because that'd be freaking racist as shit. Yo. Who are you? I'm the Christmas racist ghost, Black Pete. Don't you see the makeup on my face?
Yo.
Anyway, the Feast of St. Nicholas is celebrated in parts of Europe on December 6th. And the preceding evening, the evening of December 5th, is Krampus Night, also known as Krampusnacht.
Krampusnacht.
It's the wicked, hairy devil appears on the streets. In Austria, you've seen these pictures, I've shown them to you. In Austria, they celebrate this day with a parade that has a bunch of Krampuses. Krampus? Krampusai? How the fuck do you say that plural? crampies. Anyway, a bunch of them walking in the streets in costume, scaring people. And actually, it's not just going up to little kids, but actually scaring adults and even dragging adults out into the street screaming. But in recent years, it's become such a big festival that people are getting so into it. Now, Krampus has actually become almost like a Santa Claus thing, because in the parade now, there's some of them are giving out candy. Some of them going door to door. It's kind of become like, it's like Christmas and Halloween mixed together. No one's ever done that before, mixed Christmas and Halloween. Or have they? All right. Now that you guys know what the Krampus is, let's go through this list of some of the Krampus movies you guys might want to see and some you might not have heard of. First one on the list is probably the biggest one. It's the one that most people probably have heard of. 2015's Krampus.
Wow. Now,
you saw that one, right?
Yes.
Now, that one's actually directed by the guy who directed the movie Trick or Treat, X-Men Apocalypse, and he just directed the upcoming Godzilla King of Monsters. So it's not a bad quality movie. It's not some cheap shit that someone's like, I got a video camera and I got some horns. Let's go make a movie. Do you remember what the story was? You saw the movie.
Krampus.
So yeah, it's about Krampus. Kiss my ass. The Engel family comes together for Christmas and they're attacked by the Krampus and its army of monstrous like toys and trolls and shit. And during the in the movie, Max, the youngest of the family, who still believes in Santa, basically he wants the family to get together and still do their Christmas traditions, but everyone doesn't really give a shit. And this all, you know, they're all like, they don't have the Christmas spirit, you know what I'm saying? Later, as we go on, we learn from Grandma Omi that the creature Krampus was is hunting them. An ancient demonic spirit who punishes those who lose a Christmas spirit. The reason she knows this? Because she's the only survivor of her family. She remembers when she was a kid, her family and community lost their spirit. And as she did, somebody summoned the Krampus. They came, and Krampus fucked shit up.
Somebody summoned him?
Well, your loss of Christmas spirit makes him come. That's
somebody
not so dirty.
Summoned him?
Well, the anger, I guess, summoned him. Anyway,
somebody summoned.
Come on, I'm gonna smack you. He dragged everyone except the girl to the underworld, leaving behind a bell bauble with his name on it. Do you know what
Why
a bell
just call
bauble
it a bell?
Is? Well, it's basically a Christmas ornament. That's what those are called—the round ones. With his name, Krampus.
You know,
on it.
You know what you should have done.
What should
called
I do?
Call it a bell.
Or just call it a Christmas ornament. Anyway, this movie. Do you remember? The people are getting like grabbed left and right. They go outside. It's a fairly scary. It's not super scary, but it's a good horror scare film. There's a good amount of jump scares. There's some good effects with the monster, especially there's a scene where they get attacked, not by the Krampus, but by his minion in the attic.
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
And then what the hell was it? There's like a jack in the box that swallows somebody. There's evil teddy bears. It gets vicious. It's definitely not a kid's movie, but it's not exactly the world's scariest horror movie either. Now, here's one that I saw. I don't think you saw it, and I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have because it's not even in English. So you were like, I ain't going to read no damn words. This one is from 2010, from Finland. The director, God forgive me because I can't say his name, Jalmari Helander. Directed
you
the movie.
Yeah,
I butchered that shit. This movie's called Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale. And the movie's actually based on a 2003 short film called Rare Exports, Inc. Which was then followed up in 2005 by Rare Exports, The Official Safety Instructions. Which then eventually led to the 2010 film. When the first two films focused on the company that traps wild Santa Clauses and trains them and exports them around the world, the third film took a totally different turn. Now, I know I've told you about this one, so tell me if this sounds familiar at all to you at all. At all. In this film, the third one, a team of scientists who are basically digging and taking samples. They come across an ancient mound where something seems to be buried. And I think they say it belonged to the ancient Sami people, which is a whole race of people up in like Finland, I guess, area. Anyway, something seems to be inside. Whether it's there on purpose or by accident, they don't know. But they dig it out and they're trying to figure out what it is. two local boys overhear the team and the discovery, and they go back to their families, you know, to be like, hey, listen, something happened. Anyway, then shit starts breaking loose. All hell starts happening. And this is when you get what kind of seems to be like Santa elves. But the best way to describe this is they look like creepy old crackhead Santa looking men. I'm dead serious. And they're like half naked, keep appearing and attacking people, killing everyone that's involved. And the only people that can fight them are the boys. And they have to go tell the team what to do. Because all you know is the thing that they dug out is huge. They have it in a warehouse, like hanging, because it's melting. And as it starts to melt, you know what you see coming out of the ice? Two giant horns.
Krampus.
And I guess these crackhead old men are his. I'm telling you, you got to look this movie up just for the photos alone. I'm telling you, I think it's supposed to kind of like, I guess they're supposed to be like the elves, but they're evil elves, and they look like. Imagine going to an old folks' home and finding the dirtiest looking old man, stripping him half naked, and then making him walk in the middle of winter. And that's what you have, attacking people. I guess that's the connection to the other two films. Maybe I guess that's what they're catching and sending to the rest of the world. It's actually a good movie. It's not in English, so I'm warning you now, but it's actually a really good movie. There's been talk of an American remake, but I don't know if it's going to, if they're still doing it, or if it's going to transfer over well, because a lot of the storyline has to do with their culture in Finland. So it might not make sense. It's like, yay, what are you celebrating? Jörgenmergen. What's that? The holiday we don't have here in the United States. So a Christmas
horror
story.
They might just have to, you know, change the holiday.
But if they change it a lot, it might not be the same story no more.
Okay, what's the holiday about?
A truck driving by and ruining our podcast. That's what it's about. God damn you. A Christmas horror story. I'm just going to move on to the next movie. This one's interesting because this one's going to have a long explanation. 2015 from Canada, director Steve Hoban, Grant Harvey, and Brent Sullivan. This film is actually a group of films connected by another one story, kind of connects them all with William Shatner as a radio DJ. All right. Story one. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And let me know if this, because I think you did see it, but let me know if you remember this at all. Story one has a ghost trying to use a group of teens that have broken into their school at night, and it's using the kids to be reborn. It basically possesses a girl and is trying to get the girl to get freaky with all the guys. And if they don't want to have sex with her, she basically kills them. That's an evil bitch. I'll be honest, I seen this movie, I don't remember that part. Story two.
Okay.
Is that of a family who trespass on private property to cut down a Christmas tree. And while they're working there, their young son kind of wanders off. They lose him. They get him back. And then later find out that it's not their son. What they took home was a changeling. Do you remember what a changeling is? Ain't that some shit?
Yeah.
That one sounds roughly familiar because that's how we got you into the family.
Fuck you.
Story three has a family visiting their grandma who tells them the story about Krampus. On their way home, they get into a car accident and have to walk the rest of the way. And then they find themselves being hunted by the Krampus. They take refuge in a church and they start getting killed off one by one. Later, they find out that the Krampus wasn't just a monster, but it's somebody who transformed into the Krampus. Basically, their anger I guess if you get pissed off enough during the Christmas holiday, instead of turning to the fucking Hulk, you turn into the Krampus.
That's
not about right. And then once they realize that it was a transformation thing, guess what? Someone else gets pissed off about it, and guess what happens to them?
They get transformed.
Yeah, it's a dirty cycle, just like abuse. Don't let the Krampus happen to you. Let out your anger. I'm just kidding.
Kill somebody.
And the fourth story and the final one is the most messed up one, personally. In this one, Santa finds his wife and the elves have turned into zombies. So he has to kill them all. The story eventually leads into a showdown between Santa and a pale-ass, honky, white-ass Krampus. But he's jacked. He looks like something out of like WWE. He looks like he could body slam the shit out of Santa. But when I say a showdown, I'm talking about in a barn. It's a straight on fight. It's a whole fight scene. They start fighting. Now, this is where the story gets messed up, because as the fight scene happens, we find out that the whole story was actually all happening in the security guard's head. Mall security guard's mind, I guess, finally snapped from all the people being dicks during Christmas. And the elves that he's killing, that he thinks are zombies, are just people in the mall. And the Santa Claus, no, the Krampus, he thinks he's Santa Claus. The Krampus, in his mind, is actually his boss, the head of security at the mall. And he's about to fight and kill the mall manager, basically. That's some snapped up shit. And I think it turns out that he knows, or he's connected to William Shatner, the radio DJ. So that one's kind of cool, because it's four stories, kind of, you know, intermingled, interconnected. Now, some other movies that come up for Krampus, and I haven't seen, but they're interesting enough, is, and some of these, I don't know, but you tell me. Just on the name alone, Mother Krampus.
Wow!
Boy, I'm going to hit you. This one's based...
Oh, my God!
I'm going to kill you. This one's based on the myth of Frau Perchetta, a witch that comes on the 12 days of Christmas, taking children each night.
On the 13th day of Christmas.
So this one's... So this one's like a Mother Krampus. And this one's actually from 2017, so... It's recent. I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying it's recent.
Is it not good?
I have these last four I have not seen, so I'm actually planning on seeing them at some point during the next 2 weeks. 2016, Krampus Unleashed. And these are the official, what I'm reading to you is the official synopsis of the movies. So Krampus Unleashed, it says, in pursuit of a buried treasure, a group of fortune hunters unearth an ancient demonic summoning stone that holds a terrible curse and awakens a timeless evil, the Krampus. After centuries of slumber, Krampus is awoken and has a thirst for blood. It's funny because the original Krampus story is him about going after kids, but then like as these movies go on, they like just make him straight up want to kill everybody. Because he wasn't about necessarily killing people, just punishing kids. Like Santa would leave a lump of coal and then he'd be like, oh, you got coal? That means I'm allowed to whoop your ass. 2015, Krampus, The Reckoning. End of story there. Zoe, a strange child, has a not-so-imaginary friend, Krampus. A not-so-imaginary friend. Well, he could be Nazi. I really don't know. I mean,
I have too much fun with this.
Who is the dark companion of St. Nicholas. I think I might have actually seen this one. And if it's the one I'm thinking... It's boring as all hell. And there barely is a monster or any Krampus. If I remember, it's the one they just like use the title and you maybe see a monster towards the end of the film. And that's a very loose maybe, because I don't know if I even bothered finishing that film. And then finally, the last movie on our list here, Krampus, The Christmas Devil from 2013. Why don't you read the story and tell everyone what this one's about?
Jeremy, a local police officer, leads a life of confusing past, spending his current time searching for his kidnappers as a child. After one children being begin miss
After other children
begin as bad as me now.
Jeremy pieces together the truth and realizes that his childhood kidnapper could be a creature of ancient Yuletide lore. Krampus.
Oh my God!
Who is the brother of Saint Nick and...
Wait, what?
Keep reading. He's a...
And punisher of children whom prefer acts of unspeakable evil without repercussion. Can Jeremy kill Krampus and prevent more missing children? Kill me now!
Okay, the messed up part about this is they suddenly... Santa Claus and Krampus are now related.
When did that happen?
When did that happen?
When did an old fat guy and have goat have demon thing become brothers?
Wait a minute. Nick, do me a favor. Go to the barn and feed your brother. I told you I'm not having him in his house. Not with them hoof feet. Every time he walks, clunk, 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 clunk. And you know it. That's hell on my carpet. So out of these last four, which one do you think you'd actually want to watch?
Neither.
None of them?
No.
And then you hear the door close. I'm like, damn, he just left the room. He didn't even want to hear it. Well, is there a Krampus movie that you guys know of? I know there's ones I didn't mention, but is there one that you liked? Is there one you guys want to hear about? Is there one you want to discuss? Or is there one that you just find disgusting? You like to play on words. Anyway, let us know here in the podcast. I want you guys to have a healthy, safe, happy holiday.
It's like, we're just kidding. We don't care.
No, yeah. Actually, I don't give two shits. You can do whatever the hell you want on your holiday. Just don't ruin mine. You guys want to do drugs? Yo, what's up? Christmas cocaine. That's hashtag the End Night Podcast. Don't be trying to steal that. We're going to write a song, Christmas Cocaine.
Yes.
You know what?
It's
you know what? I think we will.
Song.
And we'll put it on Patreon.
Yes.
I got to come up with that. We're going to write a song. If you guys want to know about the song, hit us up on our social media. Any parting words for the people of Krampus out there? Ka-clunk, ka-clunk?
Don't forget to check out our Patreon. I need money.
Yeah, I was hoping something more on the lines of, hey, we'll see you guys next time.
Hey, we'll see you guys next time.
Man, eat my ass. We'll see you guys next time.